Parshas Va'aloischa, Aaron, HaKoyin sees the Nesiyim. Chol Shadaitoi, Shal Aaron, he had Chalishas Hadas, he also wants to have a Shaykhis to this Avodah. And Rashi brings HaKadosh Baruch Hu, tells him, Chayecha, Shalcha, Gedoylo, Mishalehen. So Chayecha is a Lashon of a Shavua. But there's a Pshat, Chayecha, es geter on the Leben, you really care, it means the life to you? Then that itself is why Shalcha Gedoylo Mishalehen. If you really have such a shifa, such a chukka for ruchnius, that itself is Shalcha Gedoylo Mishalehen. That's also in this week's parsha. You have Pesach Sheni. They came with a taino. It's a whole sugi, but Lomani Gora. They okay, so it didn't work out. You know, you get it next year. No, Lomani Gora to have the chukka to want to have a shaykhis to the davar ruchni. And it's more than that. It's that you know your life depends on it. It's not be'erach, an extra, an addition. Your mamish, it means the life to you. There's a famous mashal, the Beis Halevi brings it, but it's a medrash that when a person, a fisherman, goes up to Shemayim, and he was in Amoritz, and they asked him, did you learn Torah? Did you learn Sifri, Sifra, Mechilta, Babel, Yerushalmi, you know, a little bit beyond his musagim. And he says, you know, I wasn't cut out for it. I didn't have the koyach, I didn't have the moyach. And they tell him, oy lanu miyoyim hadin, oy lanu miyoyim hateicha. They prove him, minei ubei. But what did he do for Parnasa? A fisher, he made nets, he made the flax, he set the fish out. The financial aspect of the business, I'm sure, is also not a fishing thing. It's the whole, and that he was able to do. So the teichacha is, no, for that, you did have koyach and moyach. Makshim ha'oylam, what is harder? What is more challenging? What is a bigger undertaking, to run a fishing business with all the kol hanilve elav, or to learn kol ha'terekula, b'cholof yon, Torah is a bigger for them. What's the mushal and the nimshal that it's a tefiyah? And the answer is, it's not a question of how much. It's why were you matzliach to be the fisherman and make the nets and work out? Because you do, that's your life. If chayecha shalcha, if you know that that's what, that avada, I have to learn the sugya, avada, I have to be kind of musagim and Torah beyond, because you know your life depends on it. So then, you will be matzliach. Reb Chaim Kanievsky in Time of the Cross Medayik that in the parish over here of the Menorah, it says Menorah four times, but it says it twice Mole with a Vav and twice Choser. He says it's Lirmois. That we know there were two Menorahs that were Zahav, the original Menorah that Moshe Rabbeinu made, but we know that in the times of the Chashmonaim, they started off making a Menorah with a different material. It was from cheaper metal, and then they went upgraded to Kesef, and finally they went back to Zahav. So we have two Male, the original Zahav, and afterwards Zahav, and two Chaser, the other two menorahs that B'di'evit were made out of other materials. The Baal HaTurim brings that it says four times menorah. He doesn't shtel on the Nakuda of Male and Chaser, but the fact that it says menorah four times, it's a remez for the Gemara Menachah says the material that the menorah can be made out of is four different matachis. It's also a remez that in the Simchas Beis HaShayeva, there were four menorahs. Another diak he brings is that it says Vayas Kain Aaron Kain. His gematria is 70, because we know the menorah had seven lights, but we know that in the times of Shloima HaMelech, there were 10 more menorahs in the Beis HaMikdash besides the original menorah. So that's another 70 neiros of menorah. Now, the Sforim say that menorah represents the oir of the Chochmah of Torah Shebal Peh. And there's a remez from the Gra that the menorah has seven kanim, 11 kaftoirim, 9 prachim, and 22 gevim. The Gemara Menachos works out exactly where they're all placed. But he says altogether that's 49. 7 kanim, 11 kaftoirim, 9 prachim, and 22 gevim is 49. And then there's the Shar HaChamishim. The Shar HaChamishim is the Guf HaMenoira alein. Niskash Moshe Rabbeinu with the Guf HaMenoira. The Arba'im Vetesha he understood. Gevim, kaftoirim, prachim, kaneh, the kanim. Oh, but the Menoira alein, the 50th, that's the level that he didn't. That was the, what's it called? But the Gemara, the Pasuk says in Tehillim on that, Pesach Dvarecha Yoyer, so there's a Remez Viter, I think it's from the Goyim, that Pesach Dvarecha Yoyer, the amount of words in the first Pasuk of each of the Chamisha Chimshei Torah represent to a number that's relevant to the Menorah. There are seven words in the first Pasuk of Bereishis, Barley Kemes, Hashemayim Esaretz, seven Keneged, the seven Kanim. That's the Pesach Dvarecha, the opening words are Yoyer, Remez to the Menorah. So Bereishis, the first Pasuk, seven words, seven Kanim. Sefer Shmois, Ve'el Shmois B'nei Yisrael, Abba Mitzrayim, 11 words, 11 Kaftoirim. Vayikra, six words. Nine words. Nine prachim. Sefer Bamidbar, 18 words in the first pasuk in Bamidbar is the 18 tfachim of the Goyve of Mermach, like Stanan, but like the Mandamah, that it was 18 tfachim. And then the 22 words in Sefer Dvarim is the Chav Beis Gevim. That's the Pesach Dvarecha Yair. The Ben Ezra writes that a kishur, a connection from the end of Nosai to the beginning of Baal Oyscha is that it says, Uvavoy Moshel Oyel Meid, and then there's Neiros, because Be'emes, Nevuah can only be when it's light, and therefore, it has to be that when there's the light of the Menorah, the Ramban brings it and he's star Chaylik, he says, because Nevuah's Moshe Rabbeinu is different, and it could be even at night, and he doesn't need to come on to the Inyan of the Neiros. Although it's a big machlekes rishonim, was the Neir of the Menorah only on at night, meaning they would come at night and see. It's a shaila, if the Neiros weren't covered, were they mechabed them and relit them, or they just added more shemen? But the Rambam Shita is that there was hadlaka also in the morning. According to many Mefarshim Bidas, the Rambam, the hadlaka of the morning was only for Neiros shekavu. They didn't do kibui in the morning. If the Neiros were kava, there was a hadlaka in the morning as well. And there's different shitas in how that works. Now it says, Vayas, Kain, Aroin, Rashi brings, and Harbe, Dioi, Nishbach on this Bitoi, Melamed, Shvachai, Shal Aroin, Shalashina. Melamed, Shvachai, Shal Aroin, Shalashina. There's so many different pshatim. What does it mean, Shalashina? The Chassam Sefer says, interesting pshat. We know that the Gemara says, Ketoires is a skula for Ashirus. Menoira is a skula for Torah, Torah Shabal Peh, and a connection to Torah. You know, even though Aroin has the opportunity to light the menorah, but maybe once he should go instead and do the ketores and get ashiris. No, shaloi shina, not even once. He always wants the menorah. The Chassam Sefer also says that in the Chanukah Sabbath, Vayi b'Meshmini, Aaron became ba'avelus, ba'aninus, ba'etzev, misas, not the ba'aviyu. Loi shina, he was madlik the ner then as well. Sfasema says shaloi shina is a lashon of sleeping. Shina, sleep, shlofen the gehe. He didn't do it. He did it with a brand. He did it with a geshmak. And he can say it. He didn't do it. There's another pshat that's brought down. We know that there are 36 hours that there were oyer hagonos in the original Yemei Bereshis until HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to be goynez the or. And where was he goynez the or? He was goynez it for the tzaddikim la'asid lavoi. Ki yadua la'asid lavoi doesn't mean in the future. It means then, in the past, he did it for the tzaddikim that were asidim to come in the past and in the present. For the tzaddikim, where did the tzaddikim see the R? In the 36 mesechtes of Talmud Bavli, in the 36 oirais of the Ner of Chanukah, Parshas Baloischa is the 36th parsha, and there's R gonos in the menorah. Now there's a fascinating zach. It says in the entire Maaseh Bereishis, Vayomer Elokim Yehi Rakia, Vayehi Kein, Tachi Aretz, Vayehi Kein, dozens of times, a lot of times, Vayehi Kein, Vayomer Elokim Yehi R. Vayhi or. Why doesn't it say Vayomer Elokim Yehi or? Vayhi Kein. The whole Bereshis, it says Vayhi Kein. Because it wasn't Kein. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mashane. He was going as the R. Vayomer Elokim Yehi or. But then he was going as the R. So it wasn't Vayhi Kein. It wasn't. Vayas Kein Aroin. Aroin Shaloi Shina. He brings back the Aragonis. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mashane, that he wasn't Maimed the R in that place. Vayas Kein Aroin brings back that R. And that R is from the Or HaGonos, and Kimadubar in the Or of the Menorah, and in the Or of the 36 Mesechtes. There's a machlokes. When was the 36 hours of the Or HaGonos before HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going? Is it? It's either the Yoim Rishon, Sheni, and Shlishi, the first 3 days of the week, and then on the fourth day he was Toilu the Meiris, the sun, and then he was going as the Or. Another pshat is it's going on from Yoim Shishi until Moitzah Shabbos. Shabbos Kulei Or, and it was in the Shishi Shabbos of the Sheshi Simei Bereishis. That was the 36 hours. Of course, you can't say both pshatim because then it's 72 hours, and the Lashon Melitza in Schottenstein edition of Shas, there are 72 krachim. There's actually 73, and Nozer Lamed Gimel is twice repeated. They wanted it. It works out. It's exactly Ayin Beis krachim. Can I get both sheetas of the Oyer HaGonos? There's a whole parsha over here about the Levium, that there's a transfer from the Levium to the Bechayrim, and there was a Hanofa by the Hain of Aaron as a Levium. Now, how did Aaron pick up so many thousands of Levium? Rav Chaim Kanievsky in Time of the Kura brings that his father, the stipler, told him when they learned Chumash b'Yaldusoy that Efsher, they pushed and made it like a seesaw system. There was some kind of like a thing on a slant, and Aaron would just have to press, step on the pedal of that, and it lifted up the levy at the other side of it. He didn't have to actually physically lift it up. It was with a mechanism. A mechanism of it just had to put down pressure over there and lift it up on the other side. That's what he brings, that Aviv Siperloi B'Yaldusoi Pshat in the Chumash. Now, I just had a fascinating aura. Rav Chaim Kanievsky in Time of the Kura never quotes his father, rarely quotes his father in Derech Emunah. He's always quoting Aviv the Stipler. Haleidavar, I heard this kasha from an Adam Gadol, I don't have a pshat, this Fasenes, ala Torah, Molly Vagodish, every stickle is Chedush Yerim, Adoni Aviskeni. Every stickle is from the Zayda. So Fasenes ala Shas doesn't quote the Chedush Yerim once. Here was Faket. Tzarech Ian, Oid Eshne, Parashazu. Akoponim, Ve'etnes Alevim, Nisunim La'arin Ulebonav, Mitoich B'nei Yisrael, Lavoides Avoidas B'nei Yisrael, Boil Moid. It says Yisrael five times in the parasha. Rashi brings, Loidiachi Boson, like the Chamisha Chumshei Torah. And there's an Indian that the Levim are spread through into Yisrael. And the Gra brings that the word, it says the Levim are Nesunim B'toich B'nei Yisrael. A fascinating Diak. You spell Yisrael, Yud Sin Reish Aleph Lamed, obviously. But each of those five letters are spelled out with three letters each. Yud is Yud Vav Dalet. Sin is Shin Yud Nun, Reish Yud Shin, Aleph Lamed Pei, Lamed Mem Dalet. The middle letter of those five letters is, scramble it, Levium. The Levium are the core center of Yisrael. V'loy Shevet Levi V'vad, Elekol Hashem Mishin Asoy, Liboy, the Rambam writes, Enot Chashmit, the Perik, Gimel Lachit, Gimel Dalas Nalacha. Levium are Mitoich B'nei Yisrael, the Loim Diatayra are Bitoich. They're inside. The Pnimius of Yisrael, the Pnim of Yisrael is Levi. Demis al derech zeh, the idea of the word inside, there's a word, it says a person, a Talmud Chacham, is supposed to be toichai kebaroi. Mayur de gezach. Toichai, what's the inner letters of toichai? Chavav. Toichai, tof, chav, chav, vav. The inner letters of toichai is chavav, shem avai, 26. Kebaroi. By kebaroi faker, the chavav is in the outside. Chav, beis, reish, vav. The chavav is on the outside. Toichai, that the havai is inside. Kebaroi, that it's inside. A Talmud Chacham amiti is shoichain boy, chavav, inside. The Shem Havaya. And I saw brought down, it's interesting to remiss, Chaim, a person in life, yeah, Chaim. Chaim is Ches Yud Yud Mem. What's Chaim? What's inside Chaim? Yud Yud, which is Yud Kevav, Hashem's name. Yud Kevav is Hashem's name. Yud Yud. Inside Chaim is the Yud, is the Yud Yud. In English, you know, you say a person, what's Chaim? Life. What's inside life? IF. If. If it will be like this, if it won't be like this, he doesn't know, he's not Simon on the Barilam, he doesn't have a tough one. If you spell it in Hebrew, it's Lamed Yud Yud Pei. There's no such word, but then invite it, then there's the Yud Yud inside. Of a person has to know that the Shem Havai should always be inside of him. There's the Parsha of Pesach Sheni. And this was Bechoydash HaRishon. And Rashi brings Lomalei Pasach Bezu, Mishim Shu Gnusan Shal Yisrael. Shekol mem shona shal Yisrael b'midbar la'yakrivu el pesach zu b'vad. And the Shaila is taka why? Why wasn't Klal Yisrael makriv karban pesach all the other years in the midbar besides this first year? So Tyson Kedushin asked the kasha, and Tyson Kedushin of Lamed Zayin, he brings two mahalchim. He says one mahalch is that the etzem based on the pesukim kisavoyu la'arif that the karban pesach l'doyrois was about there was pesach in Mitzrayim, aber in l'doyrois pesach is only after Knesset Eretz Yisrael. And that's why there was no Pesach all the years in the Midbar. The first year, it was a Hiras Shah, a Tzivoy Abayri B'miyuchad, a Bezundar Adin, Kenegin Avay Dezara, an Indian. But it was a Bezundar Hiras Shah. Of a Be'etzin, it was only when they entered Eretz Yisrael. I said, why is it Gnusin Shal Yisrael? That's the Gnusin Shal Yisrael, that they got stuck in the Midbar for so many years. They weren't supposed to be. It wasn't supposed to take so long. But at the end of the day, the reason why there was no Karban Pesach the other 38 years in the Midbar is because they only was after Knesset Eretz Yisrael. Tosfos brings another mahalach that Be'emes Faker, Davar, there's a Chiyuv Karban Pesach already in the Midbar. But they were Arelim. And Rubam were Arelim. And it was Gnusat Shal Yisrael because they were Menudim and Hashemayim and there was no Ruach Tzfainis, the Gemara says in Yevamis, and they weren't able to mal. And because they weren't able to be Mohol, that's why they weren't able to be Makar of Karban Pesach in the Midbar. The Stipler in Birchas Peretz, in Parshas Bala Yisra, brings a fascinating, different pshat why they weren't makariv carbon in the Midbar all those years. Taisus and Pesachim, Daf Gimel Amid Beis, in the story of Hahu Arma, brings why was Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira not oil the regal to be carbon Pesach? And he says, among other things, the Yisoid, that you're not chayiv in carbon Pesach unless you own karka. And he wants to learn it to mean unless you own karka in Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, the first year in the Midbar, when they're heading to Eretz Yisrael, and they have potential osid karka in Eretz Yisrael, so they're able to be makariv carbon Pesach. But after it was nigzar on them that dor was going to be meis b'midbar, their children are going to go into Eretz Yisrael, but they don't have karka. You potter from carbon Pesach if you don't have karka. Now this doesn't stem with the achrayin sherei of the Mishkul Melech that Tosis means that if you don't have karka, you potter from oil regel, and since you potter from oil regel, so you're far away, and if you're far away, memel, you don't have to bring carbon Pesach. In the Midbar, they weren't far away, because who cares if they don't have karka? But the Mishkan was right there. The whole Machan was within the Yud Beis Mil. Obviously, he's going that the Engle karka is a Siba to be Pater from Karban Pesach. I was thinking, it's a little bit little Pula, but there's a famous Gemara in Pesachim that the B'nai B'Seira did not know if Pesach was Doicha Shabbos. And it was a year that Erev Pesach was Chalan Shabbos, and they didn't know if Pesach was Doicha Shabbos until Hillel came and told them, V'chi Pesach, Echad Yesh Lanu B'Yimais HaShana. Shadoiches Hashabbos. We have Yoiser Mimosayin, the Karbonis Tmidim, who Musafim, that are Doiches Hashabbos. Also, and it was Litan Gedula Lehil, that he was Oil Gedula, he became the God of Lador, the B'nai B'Seira deferred to him, because they didn't know if Karbon Pesach was Doiches Hashabbos. Makshim Achroin, and many Kashas, but amongst them, how could it be? How could it be? First of all, the Yerushalmi asks over there. The Yerushalmi asks, Halayar Basrei, and there's a Machlaikis, Karbon Eid and P'nei Moshe, like always, in the Yerushalmi, whether the Kash is Arbasrei, this 14 days from Rosh Chodesh Nisan, if you knew that it's going to come on Shabbos and you have an issue that you don't know if it's Doicha Shabbos, you weren't sure, so be change the Chodesh you have before Rosh Chodesh, be Ma'arba Neshana, add an extra day of Rosh Chodesh. Work it out that it shouldn't be Chal on Shabbos. You had 14-day warning. But there's an alternative shot that Yerushalmi is asking. Make a cheshbon within the past 14 years, for sure there was already a year that it came out according to the cycle of the calendar, that Erev Pesach was Chal on Shabbos. Lo Yitachon that not. So why didn't they remember from last time? But another kasha that's asked is that if you know the dates of when they went out of Mitzrayim and Matan Torah, like Kuli Alman, like the Nitna Torah B'Shabbos, the original Pesach that they were makriv in the Midbar that first year, not Pesach Mitzrayim, the first year in the Midbar, what we're talking about now, this Harsha, according to the Cheshbon, it comes out, it was Shabbos. So l'chara, we have a ride that Pesach is Doicha Shabbos because of this Parsha Gufa that they were makriv the Karban Pesach, it was Shabbos. So, there's a lot of trutzim on it. Amongst them that you were able to do it with shnayim she'osu or with a katan she'sheichet oimen al gabav, which afterwards, mit the rabbanon, they were misakin, you can't do that, but maybe in that first year in the Midbar, that's how they were makar the carbon Pesach on Shabbos. Reb Chaim Oizer brings this in Achiezer. I don't know. He brings this pshat. There's a doimov of this pshat, there's various pilpulim of what changed in the rabbanon, the katakonis afterwards. V'chule. But I was thinking an interesting pshat.
Did they say it just offered earlier?
What do you mean earlier?
Did they offer it early when the Pesach falls on Shabbos?
No, you do it on Shabbos. On Shabbos. So, the Shaila is, I was saying a Chiddush. Avad the B'nai B'Seira knew that it was Doicha Shabbos. But L'chayra, there's a patent, you can get out of it. Be mafkir all your karka. And if you mafkir karka, then you have a p'tur, and then you're not mechuyev. Like the Gemara says, mezuzah is not Doicha Shabbos, because b'yadi l'hafkir. And this is a famous kasha that Reb David Deitch asked the Chassam Sofer and Tshuva, and this Torah on that also. But I was thinking like this. That first year in the Midbar, it was Chal on Shabbos, but they couldn't be mafkir their karka. They don't even own the karka. It's the fact that they potentially are going to go to Eretz Yisrael. And that's a chiddush, the karka that they own, but they couldn't be mafkir. So they had them, so it's Doicha Shabbos. And the other 38 years, they didn't have karka because they were nigzar in them. But in the B'nai B'Seira's time, they were holding up Reb David Deitch's kasha. That was the issue. They thought maybe it shouldn't be Doicha Shabbos. Because b'yadei l'hafkir, if you mafkir your karka, you put it from carbon Pesach. There's an interesting hargosha vort I heard from the Kloisenberger Rebbe. They come with a tiny lomani gora. They were tmeim either because they were noisei aroi nishel Yosef or because they were the ones that were metafa with nadav aviu. Although the Gemara brings another day that it was tamazai, they were oiske betumas meis mitzvah. Because if it was noisei aroi nishel Yosef or not of Aviyah, that was already Rosh Chodesh, they had time to be Matar. It must have been they were Matar with themselves on Zion, Nisan. Al Kaponim, they come with a time of Lamani Gara. So the kasha is, what do you mean lama nigara? You made a decision. Isaac mitzvah potam and a mitzvah. It's a cheshbon din in the Gemara Sukkah. You matam yourself. You knew the repercussions. You knew that that's what's going to happen. The Gemara says it's a pella. According to some achroinim, they umatamed themselves, but it was still on yudalid. If they were toivel as a tful yoim, it's sheikh and rezerk and not tful yoim. And the reason they didn't is because something batched up and they weren't able to be toivel. But they didn't know that 7 days earlier when they were matam. And they didn't. Their plan was originally that they still would be able to be toivel on yudalid and do shechit of Izrika la'achar the tevila. It's a machlekes if toivel and sheikh and rezerk and not tful yoim. Akoponim, what's the time of lomenigar? You went into this with eyes open. Kleisenberg Rabbi says that you said, if you make the right decision to be mevater, to be metamel emes, because that's what you understand you should be doing, you're going to have a hargosha when it comes to Karban Pesach. Karban Pesach is a Klal Yisrael thing. You're going to feel it. You're going to have the iris. It's going to work for you. Say, ayah, davar nechon la'asot. It was the right thing to do. And they come at a time that there's something, we're not feeling it. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, I have to ask. And they were right, because it's Pesach Sheni. They do have the opportunity. That's the chiddush. If there wouldn't be Pesach Sheni, then they wouldn't have the Lomani Gara feeling. They would talk of whatever the ha'ara, with an Aleph Ruchnius that they were supposed to have, it would be. Mineu Bey, they said Lomani Gara. Moshe Rabbeinu says, isn't correct. There's talk of Pesach Sheni. You don't feel it, because for you guys, there's a Pesach Sheni. Now, the Sugyan Pesachim discusses the various differences between what halachas apply to Pesach Sheni and what halachas don't apply to Pesach Sheni. And amongst them, it says, Pesach Sheni. Chametz u'matzah imay babayis. You can have. There's no bali raw. The ain shame yomtif. There's no isser malacha. The ain isser chametz. There's no isser to eat chametz. To have chametz. Ella imay bachilase. While you're eating the carbon paste, don't eat chametz. That's what Rashi says. The ain isser chametz. Ella imay bachilase. And the Mechitzas Chinuch in Mitzvah Shin Pei Aleph in the Parsha brings this Rashi and he tells Vush state that it's also to eat chametz even while eating the carbon paste. So some say because it's an achil of reshus, it's going to share, but for that reason you shouldn't eat the potatoes either. What's the isser for eating chametz? The Menachas Chinuch, much is on it. The Meshech Chochma says Rav Shach. There's a lot of Torah on this, but there's a fascinating shtickle from Rav Shach in the Hagoyis on the new Menachas Chinuch. But it's a marvel the Gezach. In the Niggin, he reads the Rashi differently. Rav Shach says you're reading the Rashi. He thinks it with the Menachas Chinuch. Ve'ein isser chametz. Chametz umatz imay babayis. Ein shem yomtiv. Ve'ein isser chametz. There's no isser of chametz. Ella rather imay b'achilosa. Even while eating it, you could eat chametz. There's no ein isser chametz. Ella. Even while eating the carbon Pesach, you can eat chametz. There's no isser chametz. Menachas Chinuch obviously read the Rashi differently, and there's a big vikuch about that. There are a lot of other pratim and nidoinim which dinim apply by Pesach Sheni and which don't. An interesting one is, of course, I don't think there's dalit kaisis by Pesach Sheni, but is there sipur? You know, with carbon Pesach, there's a din of lasaper. Is there a din of sipur on Pesach Sheni? And the emes is the paradis Yosef over here brings like 42 different hakiras about which dinim do and don't apply by Pesach Sheni. But a chakava diak, fascinating zach, legabi, whether there's sipur. And we say in the Haggadah, yochel merish chaydish. There's a havna that maybe the sipur should fan on merish chaydish. Tamaloymar, no, by yoimahu. Iba yoimahu, yochel meboid yoim. Some say meboid yoim, I'll say sefes yomtif, some say else because the shrik starts already, but yochel meboid yoim. Tamaloymar, bavorze. After you have bavur zeh, so then what do you need by yemahu? Right, yochel merish chaydish. Bavur zeh, there's no matzah mar by rish chaydish. Amal, I was oyber chacham. I said no. There's an isser to eat matzah on erev Pesach, but if it's from rish chaydish, there's no isser to eat matzah from rish. There's a minig, but there's no isser. You can eat matzah mar and you'll have bavur zeh. Shvachem Isis. It's not the real. It's not the real matzah and mor of mitzvah. But I heard once a meirah de kipshat. In a chanami, you don't need bayayimahu anymore to be mamayit Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh can be mamayit from bavor zeh. You know what bayayimahu is for? Lamayit Pesach Sheni. Bayayimahu. Bayayimahu. Because by Pesach Sheni, you have bavor zeh. You have matzah mor. Bayayimahu. It's not what the Baal HaGadah says in the beginning. In the beginning, bayayimahu is mamayit Rosh Chodesh. But then he slaz a havin of a boid yoim. After bavor zeh was mamayit boid yoim, bavor zeh is mamayit also of Rosh Chodesh. Bayayimahu, lamayit Pesach Sheni. Hayidia. Now the pasuk says the dinim about which Pesach Sheni. It says v'ra'ish asher hu tahar uvaderech lahaya. Pesach Sheni is for someone that was far away on the derech, or he wasn't tahar. But ha'ish asher hu tahar uvaderech lahaya v'chadal milas to Pesach. So then that's mezid v'nichrasa. There's a beautiful verse from Rabbi Kiveger. Rabbi Kiveger says v'derech drush v'ha'ish asher hu tahar. Someone who's tahar, you should know if you want to be b'tahara uvaderech lahaya. He stays in the bismedrash. He doesn't go on a trip. He doesn't. Uvaderech loy hoya. Vayisha sheru tahar. Vaderech loy hoyo. That's how it has to be. You know, there's a different nusach in the same word. Vayishasharu taru vaderech. You think it's zazah? Loy hoyo. No such thing. Fascinating. The Mishnah Pirkei Avos Perek Vav. It says, Omer Rav Yosi ben Kisma, Pam achas hayisi mahalach vaderech. Pam achas. The whole time he was in the Bis Medrash. One time. He went on the derech. He meets a guy. He tells him, come to my city. I don't know where the city was, but he says, I don't want to come. I only, afilu atanois, and the elef alfi din rezov, ain't any dorah. But one pam achas. One time. There's a maisa. It's not a bavusta maisa, but there was a certain rebbe. This is in pre-war Europe. There was a certain rebbe. His chassid came to me and says, he wants to go to Paris. Paris. So the Rebbe said, why do you want to go to Paris? He said, I have business, I have to meet someone. He says, Paris, what do you want to go to Paris for? Paris is not a place. Uvaderech lehoya. And the chassid listened, and he didn't go. Vaderech lehoya. A person has to stay, and not literally, if you have to go, you have to go somewhere, but to realize you have to stay in the Bis Medrash. And that's what it means, the whole, like even Soya Ha'orain over here, Pi Hashem Yachin, Pi Hashem Yiso, even when you're taka going on a derech, but it's all with Pi Hashem, it's with Im Yerz Hashem, and it's with Divrei Torah. A person has to shpir zich wherever he is, even when he does have to go somewhere, but he's with Bis Medrash, to shpir zich like that. There's a story with Rav David Mann. Lib Soif Yom, if he was sick, he was in Haifa. And he was in the hospital, and he was unconscious, and he woke up, and they asked him, he said, where am I? Where? They told him, in Rambam Hospital, in Rambam. He said, Velcha Rambam! You know, it's a different mindset. It's a different mindset that everything is Torah. Reb Chaim Kanievsky used to go always for Sandik. No matter if people asked him to be Sandik, he would travel from to Shalim even. They asked him, what's with Bittul Torah? He says, not Bittul Torah. He learned. They said, but in the Derech, it's not Bittul Torah Beiches. He said, it's not Bittul Torah Beiches. The same learning. Actually, less. They weren't staring at him. The same learning. It's always the same. Al Pi Hashem Yachnu, Al Pi Hashem Yiso. You know, someone once asked Rav Chaim Kanievsky, he says, a young Rosh Hashiva, he asked him, he says, he goes to places and they start singing Yom Emal Yom Emelech. It's getting to him. Like, what's the Eitzet? The Avoy Des Hamidus. It's the Olel Ol Rosh. So first Reb Chaim told me to Santi, he says, you should know, when I was younger, he says, I used to go to weddings, they sang, oh, Yishama, Yosef Solaya, for place. Now, every time I go to a wedding, they're always singing Yom, it's like the only song they sing by Chasen. He says, he doesn't know. She says, Halay Dobaru. But he says, no, he says, what, you're a kind? What is a kindishkeit? But the one doesn't understand. I try to say, Sabra Soizen, what's the Rosh HaTevis, Hey Reish, Hey Gimel? What? In Reb Chaim Kanievsky's books, it's Harashis Hagez. In Hilchis Bikurim, when he talks about Im Nosan Harahag Lakoin, Vakoin Kibilat Harahag, seven times the Harahag. What's Chof Kuf? Yeah, flow with me. Kvoid Kedushas. Yeah, Reb Chaim has a contrast on Kseivas Kaka, on tattoos. It's all different, you understand? We're talking. Reish Hayud is not Rosh Hashiva, and Reish Hayresh is not Rav Rashi. Yeah, it's Erevin. It's all Al Pi Hashem Yachin, Al Pi Hashem Yiso. It's all the same. It says though, Apiya Shem Yachan, Apiya Shem Yisoh, was this idea that in the Midbar, Kesedu, wherever they were, there's a Meir that they heard from the Leshen. Apiya Shem Yachan, Apiya Shem Yisoh. The Pasuk says, Yesh, there were times that they stayed only a short time, and then there were times that they stayed a long time. Doesn't make a difference, Apiya Shem Yachan. It says, you know, a person comes sometimes, and he's in a place, and he's stuck. It's not going. The Chavrus is not going, the Shia is not going, the Matzah is not going, the Sugi is not going. It's a Geinish. And halavai, let it be ready in different matzav. And no, it's not. He's stuck. And sometimes, fakir, something goes quick and there's a switch. You should know, don't think that if you're stuck in this rut, that I have to go wait till the next time, yeah? No, fakir. Al pi Hashem yachnu, al pi Hashem yisoh. Every situation you're in, it's punkt. This is what's supposed to be. And in that shlav of your situation is how you're supposed to be working on it. There's two fascinating psukim over here. The Gemara says in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Tezayin, that it's a sefer bifnei atzmoi. Vayivin Soya Ha'arayin. The Sfarim explained that Vayivin Soya Ha'arayin is talking about Nisyonis. And when you're going, yeah, v'derech lo'yoyah. But when you're going, and it's a gate nish, and it's a gate, yeah, and this, it's a, and it's a safer. It's a safer bifnei atzmo. It's not a small nekuda. Fashteitzich, it has to be surrounded by a nun, the nun sharem from the beginning to the end. But to know that it's a limud of a safer bifnei atzmo. What's it doing here is a shaila, but it's a safer bifnei atzmo. It's supposed to have a limud for how you're supposed to fear zich in any situation of an assayin. The Nesiv Shalom writes, he says, a lot of times, the person, even after he finishes with an assayin, so it was taka, gevalde gezach, but then he's like worn out. You have to know, no, then. Vayu, v'nucha yoymer, and then weiter. The gate weiter. It's a murder to the heroso, I heard a pshat. We spoke about it earlier, I think. Malam and shalishina, it says an arm. Vayask an arm, lam shalishina. I heard a murder to the pshat from an Adam Gadol. A young Adam Gadol. Murder to the pshat. Aaron had chalishas adas. He saw the Nesiyim. He had sheifis. He wanted to do something. So they gave him something even bigger. So fine. Okay. And then he's tefridin. No. Vayas kein Aaron shaloi shina. He had sheifis vaitif even more things. He didn't peak. He didn't hit the peak. Vayas kein loi shina. After that, he vaitif had chalishas adas. And vaitif wanted more things. And vaitif wanted a shtag. Kaseid wanted a shtag. You know, I heard from Rav Steinman, Amar the Gezach. It says, by Aaron, the zois yavi Aaron ala kodesh. That he can go in not only on Yom Kippur to the Kodesh Kadoshim. He spoke about this in Achrimos, that even Alan Echt van Agansiar, if he wants to do the Avoid Yom Kippur, Bezois Yavi Aaron, he can go on to the... Does it say ever he ever did it? Never says anywhere that he did it. Why? Because Yikarihim Mipninim. Yikarihim Mipninim, Yikarihim Godel Shenichnes, Lefnai V'Lefnim. Yikarihim Mipninim, Yikarihim Godel Shenichnes, Lefnai. So on Yom Kippur, that's the Tzivi. Or Bezois Yavi Aaron, he had an opportunity. Understand, there's more. He didn't... Nishkeremo. Shaloi Shina. Different knets. So I see in this game all not that. The Chidor writes by Riches that this Vayivan Soy Aaron is the Bazundar Parsha of it's the Shar Hanun, this Soydois Nisgovim in it. I once heard a Chiddush, interesting Chiddush. It says that there are 600,000 Isis in the Torah, and the way we count it is only about 300,000. So there's various Hezberim that some of the Isis count as more than one, and Aleph is really based on maybe a few Isis. But there's a pshat, no, that the other 300,000, it was in this Sefer Vayivan Soy Aaron. We have the abridged version of it. In our Torah, we have, it's 85 Isis. Shemayim v'chamish, the Gemara says in Shabbos, that's the minimum amount of a Sefer Torah, that it was got worn out. If there's 85 Isis left, communion of this Sefer. But Be'etzem, this Sefer, it's a mitumtzat, there's really much more. And what's talking of the message, how a person is supposed to matzliach in the Masa? So it's interesting. We spoke in other times that Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, is Gematria 1,118. And there's a lot of other things that are also 1,118, which represent that a person has to know, Temidim Kesidram, not to lose the momentum of the flow of things going, Shachris Ve'ervis, Kriya Shema. Shachris Kriya Shema Ervis represents stability in just continuing. I apologize, but Vayihi Ben Tzayar and Vayam Moshe Kum Hashem Vayafutzei Vecha Vinusim Esnechem Yiponecha is Gematria 2,236. Tzveimo, 1,118. Shema Yisrael, Shachris, Shema Yisrael, Arvis. That's the Soid of Vayihi Ben Soya. It's punkt without a koil even. Don't need a koil for this. Punkt, the Gematria is Shema Yisrael, Shema Kinesh Shema Chod. That's how a person is able to be Zoicha to know that's how he does it. And we'll end with that. Imri Emma said, it says that, why is this parsha here? It belongs somewhere else. L'hafsik ben peronis l'peronis. A person in life, you know, he woke up in the morning, he had a big plans, but then, you know, he missed the red light, and then punk, the bank wasn't open, and then he had to go here, and then he came late, and then someone took his seat, and this. All these little things, you have to know, it's the limit of this sefer is to put those things, not focus on them, and march on.